Hello and welcome to TrustGodOnly.com. And the title is Forgiveness. In 1 John chapter 1, verse 9, it says, "But if we acknowledge our sins, then God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and purify us from everything that is wrong." When we acknowledge our sins, not only do we admit that we are a sinner, but also see the sins that we commit. Take an inventory of yourself and write down your sins. Ask Jesus to help you recognize the sins that you commit so that we can stop rebelling against God. In James, it says, in James chapter 5, verse 15, it says, "So confess your sins to one another." And in Psalms, chapter 32, verse 5, it says, "At last I admitted to you I had sinned, no longer concealing my guilt. I said, I will go to Yahweh and confess my fault. And you have forgiven the wrong I did, have pardoned my sin." So gather up your sins and write them down so that you can repent of your sins by confessing them to God and your pastor or an elder of the church that you attend. If you don't have a church, find someone spiritual that can help you with this. Jesus came for the sinners. In Luke chapter 5, verse 32, it says, "I, who is Jesus, have not come to call the virtuous, but sinners to repentance." Pray to God to bring you to repentance so that you can confess your sins to God and to another person with a contrite heart. God will forgive you of your sins. Anyone that is alive and hasn't repented of their sins and confessed that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, who was born, crucified, and died on the cross, was buried and resurrected, and is our Savior, will not see the kingdom of God. They will die in their sins and suffer in the lake of fire for eternity. In Colossians chapter 2, verse 13, "You were dead because you were sinners and had not been circumcised. He has brought you to life with him. He has forgiven us our sins." Now, since you did find life in Jesus Christ by committing your life to him and repenting of your sins, and the flesh being circumcised, stripped of its worldly passions and self-indulgences, we can walk in the light of Christ, no more stumbling around in the darkness. In Romans chapter 4, verses 6 to 8, and David says the same, "A man is happy if God considers him righteous, irrespective of good deeds. Happy those whose crimes are forgiven, whose sins are blotted out. Happy the man whom the Lord considers sinless." Forgiving others of their wrongs against us. In Colossians chapter 3, verse 13, it says, "Bear with one another, forgive each other as soon as a quarrel begins. The Lord has forgiven you, now you must do the same." And in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 32, "Be friends with one another and kind, forgiving each other as readily as God forgave you in Christ." And in Matthew chapter 18, verses 21 and 22, then Peter went up to him and said, Lord, how often must I forgive my brother if he wrongs me? As often as seven times? Jesus answered, not seven, I tell you, but 77 times. So no matter how bad the wrong that someone did against us, we must forgive them. If we don't, we will not be forgiven of our sins, and it will not go well for us when we stand before the Lord. No matter how bad the wrong that was committed against us, or how many times they commit these wrongdoings, we have to forgive them. God will see that justice is done. Jesus was a fine example of how much he loved his enemies and how he practiced forgiveness. After all the beatings, the scourging, the mockery, the humiliation, betrayal, and rejection that he went through before he died on the cross, he still had enough love to forgive them all. It is noted in Luke chapter 23, verse 34. Jesus said, Father, forgive them. They do not know what they are doing. Blasphemy against the Holy Spirit will not be forgiven. In Matthew chapter 12, verses 31 and 32, and so I tell you, every one of men's sins and blasphemies will be forgiven, but blasphemy against the Holy Spirit will not be forgiven. And anyone who says a word against the Son of Man will be forgiven. But let anyone speak against the Holy Spirit, and he will not be forgiven either in this world or in the next. God said he will never forget you. Isaiah 49, verse 15. Does a woman forget her baby at the breast, or fail to cherish the son of her womb? Yet even if these forget, I, God, will never forget you. No matter how hard times may get, or how tests and trials may seem to never end, God will never forget you. At times it may seem like he isn't listening to you, or that he abandoned you, but that is not so. Keep the faith and keep in prayer. God tells us to be patient, and just like he says in Scripture, I will never forget you. What a beautiful thing to say to someone. May God bless you with his love and grace. And make sure you check out my other articles on repentance and sin, so that you can have a better understanding, and it all ties together. So, thank you so much for being with us.